We now are changing tracks, and on the line I have Mbulelo Transvaal. He is a former professional boxer who from time to time goes to synagogue and finds himself very much at home in the Jewish community. He also trains a number of men in the community in professional boxing. And he's on the line to chat about the current status in South Africa. Mbulelo saying now, after 30 years of the ANC, the country's in a state of decline. Mbulelo, sorry about the the little mumble there. Thank you so much for joining us on The Home Run. Before I even get into your political views, what attracted you or drew you to a synagogue in the first place?
Okay, thanks so much, Paul. I was invited by a friend that I'm training, my client. It was on his birthday, so he invited me. And then I was so looking forward to go to the Jewish synagogue. And then I loved it from there. I really loved how the community does things for the community, for the Jewish society, for the Jewish people.
Was the synagogue, was it what you expected?
Yes. I wanted to learn most of the time. I wanted to learn because I had read some books about how Jewish economical spider web, how Jewish people do things. You understand what I'm saying? So when I was there, I was given an opportunity to speak. I said, I'm an intellectual property thief. I'm here to learn how you do things. So I wish I can educate my people instead of saying we are fighting for land, we're fighting for, we need to be developing ourselves. We need to be building ourselves instead of complaining about apartheid, instead of complaining about that, we must be positive, telling positive stories to our people, how we can develop ourselves after all the atrocities that the Jewish community had faced. Jewish people in the whole world, they managed to build themselves further.
When you say you were an intellectual property thief, what did you, as an intellectual property thief, learn the most about the Jewish community?
You know what? I learned something that even the fact that people are called the community in the synagogue, I was raised in a Christian community. You know, people being called a congregation. And with people, what I've seen, it's so prevalent now that the pastors are helping themselves with what the money is that the people are contributing for the services of the church, but instead people become wealthy from that. So what I learned from the Jewish society, that people are a community, not a congregation. So what it is done by the people, it is for the services of the church, the synagogue, and then there's a lot of concern about the community, meaning that how to develop the people. You speak about community issues, that is the Jewish community. You understand? So in a Christian society, it's totally different.
Mbulelo, when you and I were chatting before, you did say that after 30 years of the ANC, the country's in a state of decline. And I think most, if not all of our listeners would agree with you. What do you think is the main reason or reasons that we find ourselves in such a sorry state of affairs?
Okay. You know, the main reason is that here are Africans and black people coming out of colonization, be it apartheid. But then what happens when people get into governance or in government? It becomes a buffet or a buffet table. It is not about helping the country, the citizen. It's about one helping himself with the mentality that says, I have starved for too long. We were hungry for too long. So each and every individual, he's more like in front of a buffet of variety assortment of foods. So where he just chooses for himself what to take and fill up the pockets for himself. It's about the people helping themselves. Another point, I'm from the Eastern Cape. It is the most fractured province. It is the most poorest province. But then when you're listening to the budget speech, you hear money is allocated for this and this and that. Where does it end up to? It ends up in the people's pockets. People with having 10 cars, four houses and all that. So there is a problem. So that is a problem.
Could it have been different, or was it always going to turn out this way with the ANC in leadership?
South Africa's story, it is not a unique story. It is not a unique story. Africa fell into the same trap.
So what is the problem?
If I can take you just briefly to the book that was written by Arthur Blair. He wrote the book, The Animal Farm. He was writing as, I forget the name, but his name was Arthur Blair. He wrote the book, The Animal Farm. So it was led by the pigs. The pigs became the leadership. So the pigs, as a pig is an animal that you can use to symbolize greed. That's what had happened in Nigeria. That what has happened in Zimbabwe. That what has happened in Zambia. So once and when they are in the liberation movements, then they become the worst oppressor. At the same time, they have a good excuse that we are struggling because of apartheid. We are struggling because of colonization. 30 years is too much. We are too patient. We shouldn't be so tolerant. We should stop it right there and say you cannot be singing about that, that what has happened, because you are today's thief. You are a thief of the day. You came in as a liberator, but you are helping yourselves.
So it's got nothing to do. It's got nothing to do with colonization anymore, correct?
No, it's got nothing to do with colonization. It's the people taking advantage of the democracy that they had fought for. I'm not an educated individual. I'm just a curious individual that lives in the township amongst the uneducated society. I always try, whenever I get a chance, to tell them that democracy is taken advantage by the people that had fought for it. So we need somehow to liberate ourselves from them now.
Mbulelo, you have also said for too long we have focused on the politics of identity. Please explain what you mean.
When these liberation movements come into power, for them being black like us, so their claim to fame was that we fought for you. We were in Robben Island. We fought the white. We fought the oppressor. We fought the European, the colonial imperialists. So now we get too stuck to the fact that by the virtue of their blackness, even if they have changed, they are the villains now, but to us they remain the heroes. We always think that they are the heroes of the struggle. So that is a politics of identity. They use the blackness. By the virtue of their blackness, no matter how much they fail, no matter how much they are helping themselves with the resources that they should be improving the infrastructure, but we remain seeing themselves as the heroes. Why? Because of the identity, the blackness. It is time now we should be saying, now enough of the blackness, it hasn't helped us. We have to stop it right there. If we're saying that we must put the DA right after Cyril Ramaphosa, well, the question becomes, the power goes to the white. We should be saying that you got your chance, but you used them. You became so absolutely powerful. So it had corrupted you in a way. But then now let us focus on the fact that what we need is the country, because South Africa is in the tip of the continent. It is the last country by the ocean. Zimbabwe, Zambia, everybody is here. If this country goes down the way it does, then the rest of the SADC region will be affected. I'm coming from the Eastern Cape, the poorest province. If Joburg, as it is an economical hub, shows no hope, then what's the next hope for me, who have came 1,000 kilometers from the Transkei to Joburg? If Joburg collapses, if the economical hub of the country doesn't do well, then what's the next hope? Where do we go now from here?
Mbulelo, you say that you live in the township and there are a lot of uneducated people around you. Do they think the same way that you think? And if yes, why then do we constantly see the ANC being voted back into power?
I'm very gifted when it comes to I come up with stories that I can show the people, that I come up with fairy tales that we were told by our grandmothers, that this fairy tale means this. And then I tell such stories with my fellow people, and guess what happens most of the time? I would see a person laughing, but with the tears dropping on the eyes, because that's me, that is when they are getting what I'm trying to say to them. So people, they don't always see the way I see things, but I dedicate my time. Every time I sit with the friends, I share a drink, I make sure I change the topic and say to them, how is it possible, for example, that a political power that we had put in government, that has been in government for 30 years, they rather would give us T-shirts after a five-year period long waiting for service delivery? They don't bring the service delivery, but when they bring T-shirts, we accept the T-shirts without a question. That is a problem. But when I show them, sometimes they get angry at me. It's as if I'm an outsider, but I show them that I'm one of you. I have no I don't even have a metric, but I'm just curious. But I show them that I'm one of you. I stay with you. The people we had appointed in power to be in charge of the public sector, public hospitals, public schools, and all that, they do not utilize the services that they are in charge of. How is that possible? I sit with the people, and then I always put those questions, and I'm very good with analytical stories.
Mbulelo Transvaal, thank you so much for chatting with us. Some important points you raise, and points that I would argue many of our listeners would agree with.